Selectmen's meeting, May 30th, 2018.
Is it 5 o'clock?
All right, well, so that's fine.
Can I have everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, public comment.
Nope. Too late.
All right. So we have business appointment, Mark Ledgar for Conservation Commission full member. There he is.
Right on cue.
What's going on?
Right on cue.
How you doing? You all recovered from a wedding?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
So he's just, Mr. Ledgar, you can come and have a seat with us.
Okay, thank you.
So he's currently an
alternate. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
A member of the Conservation Commission resigned.
Yes.
Which we'll move forward, we'll need to get those to this board to formally accept, but he's already left.
Okay.
So the Conservation Commission has recommended that Mark be bumped up from alternate to full member.
Okay.
I would make a motion that we appoint Mark Ledgard as a full member to the Conservation Commission. Excuse me, for the term of this position from appointment until March 31st, 2020.
And I'll second that.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for the board?
I don't. I've been enjoying it a lot, though.
Thank you. It's a wonderful group. We were just talking about that.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Great. Do I need to sign anything?
He's going
to
swear you in as a
stand up
member.
Stand up. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I'll clue you in to repeat. On this 30th day of May 2018, the town of Samberton Board of Selectmen hereby appoints Mark Ledgard as a full member of the Conservation Commission. The term for this position is from appointment until March 31st, 2020. Upon taking of the oath of office and having this appointment and certificate of oath of office recorded in the office of the municipal clerk, you shall have the powers to perform duties and subject to the liabilities of such office until term expires. I state your name.
I, Mark Ledgard.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
And affirm.
And affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform all duties.
Discharge and perform all duties.
Incumbent upon me as a member of the Conservation Commission.
Incumbent upon me as a member of the Conservation Commission.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations
of the Constitution and laws of the state of New Hampshire.
The Constitution and laws of the state of New Hampshire.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. You can sign right on the bottom for us, Mark. And we'll put it, it's a new oath that we'll put in for us. So you're just going to keep your term any 2020, but now
this one right here?
Yep. So it'll go on file in the clerk's office.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Have you been home yet?
I have, yeah. Put the water on the plants. They're all dying. It's heat stroke.
Yeah. Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Okay, recreation coordinator, lifeguard position. Mrs. Lonergan.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, humble.
So, my lifeguard, I would like to change her rate of pay because if you read the paper, everybody's dying for lifeguards. And she's been offered a job for more money. So I would like to move her from I have her currently grade 4, step 5, which is 1066.
What number is your budget, Julie?
4520.
And when we changed all the updated the job descriptions and stuff like that, we had four.
That's where we had aligned it. So what I'd like...
So you were at grade four, step five?
That's where she would have started, yeah.
Hey,
and I think it was 1066.
And 1062.
1062, right.
And you want to move it to what?
1116, grade four, step seven.
And so the difference in pay is, what was it?
64 cents. It's going to roughly be at $224 to my budget for the year.
So you can find that within your budget?
I can find it. Yeah. I can find it. I made her a new PAF if you agree to it. Roughly 200.
And is this going to be enough to keep her?
Yes. Yes.
You've already talked to her and she...
Oh, yeah, I talked to her. Yep, she did. And, you know, they're getting poached by other people like, oh, come be a guard for me. Can't blame them. You know, they're desperate to have guards. So this is a revised PAF.
We have with policemen, too.
Her current rate of pay is, what did I say?
1050 right now, but she was supposed to go to 1062.
July, all right, so there's not that much.
But I want to start her when she starts to go up. It's not, it's little money. I can find it.
So that's 54 cents an hour. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, well, it would, if it went from the 1050, which she is right now, it would be 60.
Right, so it's 54 cents budgetarily.
Delta.
Yeah. Okay. But I'd like her, when I start her in...
So can I just add on here? FY19 is budgeted for... In case we go back and look at the position.
Yep, it's budgeted for...
Grade 4 step, what did I say?
5.
1062, right?
Yep.
All right, that's in parentheses.
But I would like to start at this when she comes. She'll be starting the last week of this fiscal year.
So when you start her June 17th, you'll have probably, what, 2 weeks in your current?
Yes, I'll be fine. It's very little money. Okay. And she'll work very little that first week, if any. And then the next week, she'll be working. So we'll be fine.
So department... It doesn't say position. Do we want to put the position on here someplace?
Isn't it up top? Like,
no, it says recreational.
Oh, I did it on the other one, then I didn't. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we increase the rate of pay for the Recreation Department's lifeguard from $10.50 an hour to $11.16 per hour starting June 17th.
From G4 step, grade 4 step 5 to grade 4 step 7.
Well, actually it's not. It's the current rate of pay is 1050 in the current budget starting June 17th. And as of July 1st, 2018 for FY19, the new rate of pay for that position would be grade 4 step 7, $11.16 an hour.
Yep.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Absent.
Just one thing for you, John. The commission, we're going to have a lack of members on the July 12th regular scheduled rec meeting. So we've moved it to June 5th, next Tuesday night. It's okay if you're not, you're gone, but I just wanted to tell you.
I leave Sunday and won't be back until the 17th.
Okay.
So.
All right. We do have an opening, and I know we have a couple people are coming.
Yep.
So.
What date is it?
We're going to move it to June 5th. It's on the website. I did put it on the website. I found it.
Yeah, I won't be able to be there.
Yeah, you got a wedding.
Hmm?
You got a wedding to go to.
I had a wedding. last week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving Sunday for Alaska.
Oh, such a life.
Just as it gets warm here, right?
Yeah.
Do you need a selectman's rep there, Julie?
I don't even know if we'll have a quorum. We'll have to see. We'll have a quorum because I have Joel. I have Joel, Tracy, and Mark. I'll have a quorum. And then I have a couple people are coming, and then we'll see who wants to come up in the possibility of another resignation, but I'm not sure yet. So.
Okay.
And bike safety is this Saturday, 1 to 3.
Oh, the rescheduled date?
Yeah, we're going to have bike safety.
Do you have anything else for us?
No. No, beaches will be, you know, I'll be dropping porta potties are scheduled for the second week in June. They'll be in and stuff. Okay. It's warmer.
Perfect.
So that's
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Have a good
Thanks
night, Julie.
You. Mm-hmm. You too.
Bike safety with the police department.
Thank you.
Yeah, enough you can make your way out of there, Julie. Okay, you moving on. Complaint process.
So, you have in your packet the current complaint policy. And it's been discussed that the board wants to revisit this as it stands. It's not formatted very well. Needs to be revamped a little bit.
So, the complaint process, I was months ago.
Oh, we're approving that?
Yeah, right there. So the complaint process that we currently have doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't flow with the town business. So what, 6 or 8 months ago, the board had asked me to sit with the then current planning assistant to go through the complaint process, and I did. I did my homework. I changed the, made some suggestions. I printed off some forms used in other towns and whatnot, and it never went anywhere. We have a new person on board, and I just wanted to get the board's current take on the fact that we need to get this complaint process straightened away, have our form revised, because what we have right now isn't a policy at all. It doesn't make any sense, and there's nothing there.
You have a form already, don't you?
We have a form, but the form doesn't mirror the policy, and the policy is not conducive to the functionality of a complaint process within the town of Sandwichon, or any municipality, actually. It was cut and pasted by a prior town administrator, and it's a disaster.
Well, if you want to print off a copy, we can review it.
Right. So I had gone and done some stuff or whatever. So I wasn't sure. I tried to help.
We talked about this once before.
Yes,
before
and I worked.
You were here, Tom.
Right, and twice actually. And so I gave the current planning assistant the policy to go through it, and there's been some confusion. So I will work with him to get a new one put together so it can come before the board for approval. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a copy in your packet, Tom, if you want to take a look at it.
I'm sorry?
There's a copy in your packet if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah, that's...
This is the revised one?
No, that's the one that we have, which is a disaster.
So we're going to get a revised one.
Yeah, before it goes in, anything goes into place.
I'll read this. I'll take this home, read it.
All right.
Thank you for doing that, Kate.
Yes, no problem. So then we have year-end preparation.
Okay, so we're starting to get closer to the end of the fiscal year. And as part of that, there are a couple of annual items that the board needs to prepare for. One of which, and you'll see in your packet, the form, is that any implicit transfers need to be finalized. Last year, I told department heads that any implicit transfers would need to go to finance by June 21st so they can come before the board for approval before the end of the year. I don't know if that will work again for this board end of June or if you'd want to have it a little bit sooner than that. I have given them a heads up at the last department head meeting last month with the forms, so they do know to expect it. And I'm not aware of any coming down the pike at this point, but
so,
just in case.
Yeah, because so we have... a selectman's meeting the 20th and then the 27th. And then the fiscal cycle ends that would be Friday.
So we could have it due the 20th to finance to have approved at the 27th meeting?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay.
Do we want to do that just in case we have some questions? We don't have any wiggle room?
Yeah, we don't have any wiggle room.
If we could get them by the 20th, then if we have questions, we'd be able to... put off until the 27th.
Right, so
if we have any questions on the 27th,
we have more time.
Yeah, we either have to approve or disapprove.
So you could have it due to finance by June 15th in preparation for your June 20th meeting?
That would make sense.
That would be much better.
Okay. Actually, she's not in on Friday, so it'd have to be June 14th.
Yeah, make them work.
Okay. Also, department heads would need to provide any encumbrances before year end, because the board would have to vote, would have to be in your minutes at that point. Last year, I requested that any encumbrances be provided to me by June 14th, because the finance officer needs time to prepare that.
The year end is June 30th?
Yeah,
but she needs some advance notice to prepare that.
And we start the new budget, right?
Yep.
July 1st is new budget, yep. So would the board be okay with... I'd like to bump it up maybe to June... Well, Selectman Olmstead won't be present for the June 13th meeting. So it depends on if you want to have it in time for the June 13th or the June 20th meeting.
Well, if we do it for the June 20th meeting, we actually still have a week. If we have any questions,
okay,
then we can rediscuss it on the 27th before we vote on it for the year end.
So we'll have the deadline be June 15th for the 20th meeting. Now, performance reviews. Department heads need to have their performance reviews completed in June in preparation for July for any performance-related increases. The finance officer has requested that she have PAFs for any increases before July, so she'll have time to input it in the system. So I don't know if you want to set a deadline within June for department heads, because you'll need to then meet with the department heads to go over those PFs and approve them before she can put them in the
system. What does she want? What would she like to have?
She needs the PAF approved by the selectmen for any increases.
But no, the timeline is she to have that done. I thought I heard you say she requested...
Before July.
Before July?
Yes.
She needs to input that information into the system.
Okay.
And she needs time to do that. So.
Right.
Well, we should accommodate her.
Yeah, we'd have to have everything done by the 27th meeting so that she'd get in by July 1st. Right?
Yeah. So, which means that you would need to have met with the department heads and approved the PAFs for the 27th meeting.
Okay, so the department heads are highway, transfer, TA, fire department, and police department.
And then town clerk, tax collector's office.
Do we meet with them?
Only if they're providing you with a PAF for an increase.
Okay.
And recreation. The other piece of that is that this board has to do performance reviews for department heads. Last year, you did reviews for the, on your June 14th and June 21st meetings under non-public sessions, you did your performance reviews together, you worked on them. And then you provided them to the police and fire chief on your June 21st meeting, and then to the town administrator, highway director, recreation coordinator, and that would be it for this year at your last meeting in June.
Well, we're going to have to stick transfer station because now they report to the board.
Yep. So you're taking out municipal assessor and putting in transfer station manager.
So, do we want to do that? Which night?
So the problem being is that you're limited on time with Selectman Olmstead.
Oh yeah.
Because his next meeting is June 20th.
So if we did the fire and police, John, on the 20th, when you come back. Oh, yeah, because we have to meet in non-public to discuss it. So, Tom, what we do is we take the paperwork home, and then we go through and answer the questions for each department head, and then we, as a select board, met in non-public and discussed all the positions and what we were going to write up, had Katie type something up, and then the following week we met with all of them in non-public to go through their performance reviews. So that was the process we used last year. John, right now we're 2 weeks without you. So what's the pleasure? What's your pleasure?
Well, you could start putting the questions together before I get back.
Probably won't agree with this, I don't know, but when I come in, if they're sitting here, to put a time limit on them, because sometimes people tend to just like to talk, you know, not
right,
related
that's why
to...
We did, that's why we took the forms home, we filled them out, we came in, we talked about it, and then was all typed up and prepared when they got here, so
you know,
it was a short, you're right, a short discussion.
Be on target, you know. Not,
stay on target.
Yeah.
No, I'm good about that. Focus. So we need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those forms so that we can fill them out.
Yes.
But the discussion with them is in public session, right? So.
The review?
Yeah.
They have the option of public or non-public.
Yeah, it's their choice. If they want a public, then we'll go public. Okay. If not,
yeah,
we
fair
do.
Enough.
No,
fair
in the enough. Past, the board has discouraged having any in public because they're worried it created the perception that those who chose not to have it in public got a bad review, whether that may or may not have been the case.
Right.
It created the perception that if you were in public session, you had a good review, and if you were non-public, you had a bad review.
And then the other problem that we had was that this is a business meeting, and then there was public input for some and not for all.
You shouldn't have public input.
Right. We don't have to.
But, selectmen's meeting.
Right. It's a business meeting,
hearing.
So I wanted to make sure that we have the ground rules set going forward because we have a new member of the board this year, so we're all on the same page. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Even if we had to do it on a day that wasn't a Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
We could do that too.
If you wanted to do it during a daytime, that would be a possibility.
Yep. I'm available during the day.
If I know far enough ahead and know what my work schedule is, then I can adjust things.
Do that.
So if you want to meet with them during the daytime, which is probably more convenient
for them, right.
I,
so why don't we grab
agreeable.
The...
John, you feel that'd be okay?
I'm pretty much available.
Yeah. As long as I have enough notice, I can adjust my life.
So,
except for my cancer appointments, I can't alter those.
So if we got the forms at the next meeting, Katie, so if we're all being mindful of the fact that we have to review the fire chief, the police chief, the town administrator, the highway director, recreation coordinator and the transfer station manager before year end, we can get the forms together, either pick them up at our leisure or get them on the June 6th meeting.
Yeah.
You can get yours and fill them out on vacation, John. And then we'll...
Just send them to me.
We can discuss it in non-public on June the 20th when you come back, John. And then we can schedule reviews from there. During the day, would that
be? That'd be fine. Yeah, right. That'd make it easier for everybody, right?
Okay, so you'll discuss all on the 20th and then schedule.
So non-public, 6:22 discuss.
During the day.
And then schedule.
Just so you know ahead of time, the 13th of June is out for me. I'll be in Hanover, so.
The 3rd, what of June?
13th of
13th.
June.
Okay.
Discuss and schedule during.
Is that a Wednesday?
Huh?
Is that a Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah, I have, the way things have been scheduled, I have my treatments on once a month up there on Wednesdays.
Okay, so on the 15th of June, then we won't be able to have a selectmen's meeting.
Pardon me?
You won't be here on the 13th of
I'll
June.
I'll be here.
And
because
for the okay.
I'll be there all day, but,
I'll
be out of there by hopefully 3:30, 4 o'clock. So.
Okay.
So we'll plan that out, and I will get you what you need for your paperwork.
Okay.
And then just to put it on your radar, we're reviewing the May expenditure report at your next meeting, but just to give you a heads up before then, the town clerk tax collector's budget was going to be slightly over already, but now with the benefits payout to the town clerk tax collector, it's going to be substantially over. I don't know if the board will want to do an implicit transfer to document that for the budget purposes, but...
So there was an implicit transfer that was supposed to be done anyways?
Right, there is for what it was going to be slightly over, okay. But now with the payout, it's just under $11,800 on top of that.
Okay, so we'll need to find that someplace in the budget.
So we'll make a note to do an implicit transfer for that. And also, I just wanted to let you know that we've received the DOT's reimbursement payment for the first reimbursement for the State Lower Bay Road project. But that gets put into our revenues, so you won't see it documented on the expenditure report next week. Okay. But we do have those monies now, which will offset that. Okay?
Excellent. All right, we're on to other business. So I get the quote for Indian Ledge Services.
So this is the quote we've been waiting on for the last upgrade as part of the safety items for the town clerk tax collector's office. He met with the fire chief and they determined they needed a blind anyway, that this would also correct the issue with the handle. And actually, I was going to hear back from our soon-to-be new town clerk tax collector if she was okay with that, and I haven't heard. So if you don't mind, I can just pop out real quick while you look this over and see if she had any feedback for you before it got approved. Solution. She's happy with it. The only thing is that this work would have to be done and billed by June 7th, which is next Thursday. So there is a chance that we might not get it in before the trustees would meet to have it reimbursed. But you can vote on it to have it be reimbursed and
submit
it. We could submit it, but if not, it. Let me say, if it's processed in time, we can have the option to have it reimbursed, but if not, then it won't happen, unfortunately.
So you just need the work to be done and a receipt of a bill by next
Thursday. We need to pay the bill.
Okay.
So it'd have to be done.
Well, if he knows that ahead of time, then maybe he can accommodate.
Yeah, I'm hoping he can squeeze it in. So it should be a pretty quick project, I think.
So do we need a motion to...
You need a motion to approve it to get reimbursed out of the Building Improvements Capital Reserve Fund.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
All those, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
And just a heads up as follow-up to the meeting with the trustees last week, about $200 just under of the concrete pad project won't be able to be reimbursed because they were charged on the Home Depot credit card, and that statement doesn't get coming and paid until June 9th. So it'll be a little bit shy of what was approved, unfortunately, with that.
So we're at volunteer policy amendment.
So you guys had voted to amend your volunteer policy, and I have in your packet just the page that it applies to with the change reflected for you. It's in the second paragraph.
That all volunteers in Samerton...
All volunteers in Samerton must be residents of the town.
Okay.
That's the third sentence.
Yep.
Make a motion that we approve the volunteer policy as corrected.
As amended.
As amended.
Yep. I'll second that. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. We're going to put the amended date on that. Policy, please.
Yep.
So we have that. Okay. We have a non-public.
Can I make a suggestion about this? If we go into non-public session, I guess it has to do with the town clerk, tax collector hiring a deputy, which she is authorized under the law to hire, and then whatever salary is for that position, what's going to happen, you go into non-public at the end of the non-public session because she's hiring, has hired someone, and a salary, those are both public information, so you're going to have to disclose. You can't seal the minutes because...
No, the announcement in public that would be the decision.
It's public information.
No, we announce that.
So...
At the end, it gets announced as one of the decisions but you don't that
need,
was made.
What I'm trying to say is that you don't necessarily need to go in non-public session because it's going to be public anyway. It has to be public.
Well, the only thing that's public is who's going to be hired, okay, and what salary they're going to be
that's
paid.
That's my suggestion.
Okay. You know, if the person wants to go stay public, that's fine, but it's the credentials and the reputation.
I think they're slammed out there.
Yeah. Or they were when I walked in. Huh?
Okay. All right, so we can hold off on that. So we can move to selectmen's reports. Do you have anything for selectmen's reports, Tom?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. This one, I had talked to Katie a little bit. I talked to the DRA. I called some property owners. I believe Bill Whelan had an issue with the questions anyway about the current use assessment. So the people I have talked to, everyone has received an increase in their assessment that has current use. And my understanding is that the current use board, under the current state law, did a statewide reassessment of all current use property in the state of New Hampshire, and they also set the rate. And I just said to a couple of folks I talked to is that and I think Katie was going to check with the assessor, if it wasn't done before, it should be done now, that it should at least be in our minutes that this has happened and occurred, and this was effective by the state April 1st. What am I trying to say? The reassessment and rate setting by the Department of Revenue Administration statewide, including Samatan, the changes people see was done by the state of New Hampshire, not the selectmen. So people should just be aware that the changes they made were done by the Department of Revenue Administration. And I believe Katie was going to talk to the company that does the assessment. They probably got some notification of the changes and then implemented the changes with the tax bills that went out.
I confirmed with our assessor that the town has not changed the matrix that we use to place people within the assessment range. The state increased the assessment ranges. Okay. So say you're at the bottom of a range, say it was $110 per acre, now it's $118 per acre. So even though the town isn't doing anything any differently, you're getting assessed $8 more per acre just because they've bumped everything up. Yeah.
But it's not us that did that, it's the state that did that.
Correct. And I hadn't seen any official notice, and I had asked the assessor if he had, and he said that to his knowledge no official notices were sent out from the state. He had heard about it actually through a listserv email, kind of word of mouth through other assessors that the state had increased it. So moving forward, he's going to notify me when he hears through the grapevine if it gets increased. But unfortunately, we didn't have an official notification to notify the residents. So
did our assessing company make the change based on a directive from the Department of Revenue Administration?
So they made the change based on the rates that are set by the current use board.
Okay.
They can only set it within those ranges, and that's right. What they were set. And they had increased all the ranges upwards. Okay. Which increased the assessment.
So can the minutes, is it okay if the minutes reflect that the changes that have been made that people are seeing with respect to their current tax bill with current use The rate and the assessment were done by the Department of Revenue Administration, the current use board, and not the town of San Mateo. So there's clarity with folks out there who may have questions. Why did the Board of Selectmen increase? Why did they make that change? And we didn't do that, so.
Preclude us getting a bunch of questions coming in. To preclude us getting a bunch of questions coming in.
It clarifies how it was done and where the responsibility is for that. And the other thing, I just wanted to make a suggestion going forward, not tonight. No one in this room, except maybe the one sitting there, how long have you been working? Has been through reevaluation. I have, and it's not a fun process. And what I would suggest, at some point before the reevaluation is completed and the figures sent out to taxpayers, that perhaps Katie Ambrose could talk with the company doing the assessment and just outline for the board and put in our minutes or put in the website to clarify exactly what the process is in terms of appeals by property owners of the value of their property. I believe it goes to the company first for a review, and then after that it comes here, and then based on that it goes to the DRA. So I'm just trying to say people need to understand in simple terms what the process is, so there's real clarity about that going forward. So there's no confusion and no pointing fingers.
And or there's an explanation if someone comes in and has a question. Because last time there wasn't a lot of answers here. There were more questions than there were answers because it was done. Yeah.
But that will be the responsibility of the company. That mm-hmm.
I was part of that. I was the secretary.
When's the last time we did reval? 10 years ago.
And then we had the whole BTLA thing. That was a lot of fun, too.
I remember going through it.
I was right there, Tom. I get it.
But I think if there's clarity with people in town, I think that would be helpful.
Yep.
Sure. So they understand and use simple language, like you're talking to me, a fourth grader. Which I almost didn't get out of fourth grade, so.
I'm glad that you did.
I just wanted to make sure you were aware, since you're the representative, did the Historic District Commission notify you that they're having a meeting coming up in June? Because you're the representative, you're their liaison.
Historic District Commission?
Yeah.
June 12th, I think.
Yep. Wait, perfect. Okay. I just want to make sure, because I wasn't sure if they knew you were their rep or not.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, do you have anything else?
Yeah, the only other thing, maybe I should wait till the chief comes in. What I do is I take the town report and I leave it in my car, and if I'm having a cup of coffee somewhere, I'll read each report from like last year to get a sense of what's going on. I was surprised that reading the police chief's report, there were 28 registered sex offenders in the town of San Mateo. I thought that was exceptionally high. Maybe when we meet with him, get some feedback as to, these folks monitored, or how's that all handled, or I know they got to register, but is there monitoring of these individuals, or John, do you?
You can actually look it up online. You can look it up online.
Huh?
You can look it up online.
Yes, they have to register with the police chief, and then it's public knowledge where they live.
Yeah, there's a whole map, and you can look it all up.
Yeah.
It's all online.
But is there monitoring of them?
It depends on their release.
Some of them have to wear bracelets or ankle bracelets.
You can actually look up online what the requirements are.
I thought that was a high number. I was kind of taken aback by that.
Some near you, so. Huh? There's some near you. Okay. We can identify for you the locations, Tom, if that makes you feel better.
That's all. Thank you.
All right. John, do you have anything? Selectman's report?
No.
Katie, the only thing I had was
I'll go check and see if.
Did I send you the email with the updated version of the operating manual for the transfer station?
You did, and I recall there's a couple of things that you were going to follow up on. So I don't know if you've changed it since then.
Can you do me a favor? Can I just get a printed copy and I'll grab it sometime tomorrow?
Sure.
I'm going to see Rick in the morning to kind of get that, cut that loose and bring it before the board so we can have that down there.
Yep.
Most of the signage has been done. He had one of the signs for the middle lane thing to keep the middle lane open. He finds it too small, so he's going to make a bigger one down at Staples and take it out of his budget or whatever.
And then is he going to put it on a post right in the middle of the middle lane?
Yeah, no. He was trying to put it on the building so you see it when you come in or whatever, and you do see it, but it's not like, you know.
In your face.
Yeah, it's not kind of getting anyone's attention, and it's kind of still a problem. So he wants it to make that bigger, so that's fine. Okay, we have authorization signatures, payroll and accounts payable register.
Boy, we're chugging right along tonight.
I know, this is crazy. Still won't be a record though.
Is that one for Tom? You want a blue pen?
For any of these other items.
Oh, for some of those. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She told her to be here at 6:30.
We're going to do push-ups and sit-ups.
Can I have a cigarette break?
We don't have to sign the other ones in here, right? What's the amount?
Pull this one.
They'll have a sign attached
to her.
She can put them right in the folder.
Okay. I got it.
Confusing the second oldest guy here.
That's all right, Tom. We'll hold your hand through it.
That's it.
Well, John, don't stir up any volcanoes up in Alaska when you go.
Oh, you mean like I did in Hawaii when I went there last year?
Yeah, John. Nice work.
So the fire chief has submitted the remainder of the voluntary change of address forms. You guys directed him to just submit the forms when they were ready.
Oh, yes.
So you'll need to vote on each and sign them. Get out of your way, John.
I think you still
got. Oh, we still got
two more. Yeah. No, thanks.
Okay, so we need a motion and a vote for each one of these, right?
Are the approved minutes from last week.
You want me to go ahead and start? I make a motion that we approve the change of address for, I guess this is 911.
Yeah.
This is from for Mark and Janet Robillard from 226 Bay Road to number 38, number 4 Steel Hill Road. No, I'm sorry, from 38 number 4 Steel Hill Road to 14 Grandpa Way.
And I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining?
Make a motion that we change the number from 38 number 1 Steel Hill Road to number 7 Grandpa Way.
I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Make a motion that we change the number, the applicable number address from 38 number 3 Steel Hill Road to to 67 Grandpa Way.
I'll second that. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Make a motion that we approve the change of address from 38 number 2 Steel Hill Road to 34 Grandpa Way.
I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. The only problem I have is the dates on these are not all today. So can you change the date on the bottom of that, April, please?
Okay, we're all supposed to sign that, right?
Yeah, I'm going to change the date on the bottom because it's today.
Okay, so I need those back, April. I haven't signed
any of them. Yeah, I
just cleared that first one.
214.
I'll check the information.
And I have the paper clip for them.
John, go sign this one. John.
All of them, yep. And this one. And these, those go back to John. These are off to John. Do we have any other business, Katie?
We have some more signatures. It's assessing.
This is blue. You want to sign it in blue. This is assessing.
Wow, it's nice to see a full house tonight.
They look all happy to see you, too,
good
Tom.
To see such
Katie,
interest in
you missed the second page
meeting.
On that one. Which one in your hand.
One in my hand? I think I missed that one, too. There's a note in here for some classes. So has she gone through these with you?
No, I'll take them.
Okay. So that was her.
The only other thing I have in your correspondence file that could be other business is from Lakes Region Planning Commission. With the electricity supply bid that they're putting out, their timeline is that they are going to provide you with a list Monday, June 4th, this will be for your following meeting, with the lowest 2 to 3 bidders. And then from June 4th through 8th, they will have their attorney review those contracts from the top bidders. And then on June 11th, the top 2 to 3 bidders will resubmit a contract price proposal, and they'll let us know of the lowest responsible bid and ask you to sign the contract. And the way it works is that they have to have everybody, all the towns, sign on the same date on June 11th. So they're looking for us to designate someone to be available, one of you three, on Monday, June 11th, to sign the contract. So you'll have time in your meeting before then to vote on the bidders, but you'll need somebody on the 11th to sign it. For the
electrical
supply bid that was put out through Lakes Region Planning Commission, where you can get a lower rate
because all the
community. Okay, all
right, yes, we discussed that before. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's no time. Remember last year, I think it was in the morning.
It'll have to be one of the two of them.
Yeah.
So I will be in Concord, not too early in the morning, but I have to be there for like 9 o'clock, 9:30.
It doesn't have to be signed at the exact same time. I think it's just so long as it's that day.
Yeah, all right, I'm around that day.
Okay, so I'll make a note.
Well, if Katie can't make it for some reason, I'll be back up. How's that?
Okay, thank you.
So, no problem. Thanks. Just, if you need me, just, call me on my,
Okay. Thank you.
So we can move on to the minutes. I have my corrected copy.
Oh, this shows two sets of minutes we need, but I've only got one in my packet.
That was from the signature file. The one that you approve is the one below.
Yeah, 5:23.
The 5:23 minutes.
Okay. Not 5:22, but 5:23.
There we go.
It's right there.
Oh, okay.
These are what was in the signature file. Those are already approved.
Okay. We already did those two. Okay. We make a motion that we approve the Samberton Board of Selectmen's minutes for May 23rd, 2018, with any corrections.
Second.
Okay. I have under 3.3, it says the Chanoweth stated the board has authority to approve or disapprove vehicle usage on Class 6 roads, but would prefer a public hearing. Under 3.4, where for like three quarters way down that paragraph, Chief Dexter replied he hasn't heard back from the other two town attorneys. Well, it looked like they're waiting for 85 hours. And then under 5.4, the welcome to Samberton paint signs. Hey, Ambrose, to see if there are any volunteers to have the transfer station manager made aware of this maintenance need.
One more under 3.4, the last sentence, Chairman Orr stated the statute RSA, it should be RSA 154 instead of 153.
Okay. Thank you, Vicki. That does make a difference. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Do we have any donations?
No donations tonight.
Okay.
Take a break.
Yeah, we can take a break at recess the meeting at 5:50 p.m.
Reconvene.
And reconvene.
One other.